Hi, everybody. Well, this is our Wednesday night Creation Light show, and the date today is December 21st, 2016. So, you remember the 20th and 21st, you know, are those crazy days that things happen. So, maybe something connected to you. Also, we got the, this I believe is the shortest day of the year, hypothetically. So, here we go. Let's clear this date. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. Here we go. And bring peace to your room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation going on that you want to have maybe the timeline released from that, we'll do that now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Kidoki, everybody. So we'll put our co-host on. Are you out there, Michelle?
Yes, I am. Hello, and welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday night Creation Light Chip show. We answer a lot of questions here tonight. If you want to write in a question or make a comment, please email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So on Monday, we had an organ restoration session, which lasted somewhere around 3, possibly more hours. And it was right after the radio show on Monday night. So if anyone wants to write in and let us know your experience on that, we can definitely read that tonight. And we already have a couple testimonials in here, Ron, about Monday night. So if you'd like me to read those, I can go ahead.
Yeah, we'll start the show off with that. That's great.
Yeah. I know it's easy to forget. It was like 2 days ago, but it was a pretty, it was a very nice clearing. So, the organ restoration, somebody wrote in, I just wanted to thank Ron for last night's organ restoration session. Even though I was absentee and lying in bed but unable to sleep, somehow I could feel the energy strongly. There was this unmistakable scintillating energy in my room, like gently but vigorously massaging my body. It was quite intense. I don't know what was going on, but it sure felt good. Which is funny he says this because I remember at one point, Ron, you said, we're going to get you some sleeping water so that you guys can sleep tonight. Otherwise, depending on where you are, you might be up very late throughout the night. And I know this person is halfway across the world. So that's really interesting. There was a lot of energy happening on that call.
Yep, always is, yeah.
Yeah, a lot. I now that you say that and that he wrote that, I actually remember, I think the last one, I think I was up for a little bit. I think I was up for quite a while, and I was like, well, I don't know. I guess eventually I fell asleep, but it was a long time ago. Do you want to add anything, Ron, about Monday night's call? Anything that you, do you remember anything about it?
And that's a long ways in the you know, long ways to go, long time. For me, that's like I have to go back like probably 20 years to my memory bank to even look for it. So,
okay. So someone else wrote, and they wrote, after the body organ rejuvenation call, I found an emotional clearing. I was subservient. Now I explain the problem to people. I assert myself more and am better off. I may say that if one dominates and depletes one of their energies, then one needs to do clearings. I do not take it anymore because I know it is a dark side trick to keep someone oppressed. I explain things nicely and have an understanding with them and how to balance it out, and I feel more peaceful. So I think this person had an interesting emotional release and feels they can assert themselves more in what they want, possibly out of how they deal with people or relationships that they have. So that is very interesting. And I know that there's several modalities of healing out there, this one included, that when you release certain things, and your organs can be attached to that, then you can feel this like emotional, like, hey, it's okay. I feel fine saying things. I kind of recall that happening to me as well. I'm sure that this person is not the only one that's had that experience. It's very interesting.
Yeah, and since, you know, your body, just say body organs, if your body takes on the emotions, which causes the illness, so when you do have something released from you, that thought or thoughts of what you had to cause the problem is released, so you may feel like you had it like an emotional clearing or some type of clearing, so you're not relating to that energy any longer because those organs do hold the energies, you know, that you put into them from, we'll say, different emotions that you have. So, you know, maybe one of the organs that were released, possibly maybe it dealt with people, we'll just say who had the anger. And so after having this session, if that body organ is resonating to anger all the time, that puts you into being angry because your body knows something is wrong, and so you have to express it. Very possibly you might be more peaceful because the body organ had a healing on it. So anyway, back to you.
Wow, it's fascinating. I know that, yes, people can have like almost a program of silence, and maybe that correlates with a certain organ, and that's how energy gets stuck in a person as well. So it would make sense that if you had a release of energy, then, like, say your liver, I'm sure a liver can get stuck, very stuck energy, then you would have what correlates to an emotional response, or all of a sudden you find yourself kind of behaving more balanced, I would say. So I'm just looking to see if we have any new testimonials coming in here. Okay. So somebody wrote in, they said that, yes, the call was scheduled to be 3 hours, but they are pretty sure the call ran 3.5 hours. I do know, I think you started at about 6:30 Pacific time, and you ended at about, let's see, 9:10, possibly?
Yeah,
I'm not even sure.
I went 3 hours with the call, or 3.5 hours, so.
Yeah. So you must have had a lot to do, Ron.
Yeah, there's always a lot to do.
Okay. So someone is wondering, this is not about the Monday night call, but it says, is the harmonic clearing unlimited, or is it just one-off use? I have to look. I actually have it, and I can definitely take a look, but it'll take a second unless anybody has an answer on that. So the harmonic clearing we're wondering about. I have a feeling it's unlimited, and the price depends on your age. I think if you're over a certain age, it's a certain amount, and if you're under a certain age, it's a certain amount. But I don't quite remember, so. Okay. Nope, I think I got that one. Well, Ron, do you want to give the listening audience any kind of an update on what's going out there in the cosmos or on our planet?
Well, it feels like we're possibly done with those all aliens that were hunting down in those tunnels. So that's from the Antarctica going to South America. Like I mentioned on the conference call, I think we ended up having to get rid of 532 of them. And I think one of the militaries got two of the bodies that they took out with the heads chopped off, and that was maybe four of those. But I'm going to see if I can get them and deal with them myself, because having them for specimens and stuff is not good. We may have an agenda, even with the dead body, that could contaminate stuff. So these energies of these beings somehow use some type of mental energy. Remember, you can remember how large their heads are, if you've ever seen any pictures of them. You know, being 15, 20 foot tall, and they have a really adult large head. So they somehow project out from their mind, we'll say, an energy that could actually probably stop your heart or kill you, or maybe even do worse things to you. So once they physically see you, and they might even see you a half a mile away, at that point, you're a threat and they can terminate you. That's why so many soldiers were actually have casualties. So anyway, the time-traveling soldiers, because they're out of time, were the ones taking them out. The ones that were down there fighting had an awful time. They wanted to nuke the tunnels, and I somehow mentioned that wasn't a very good idea. So that didn't happen. So anyway, the ones that I think we hunted down are gone now. So still looking, naturally. That's my only update that I have. So right now we're somehow in South America resting till the next thing happens here. So might go to that underground base outside of Brazil in the water and start doing stuff there. But anyway, that's the basic update. So back to you.
So, Ron, I have a question. If you're doing this and you know specifically that it's this particular group and you're generally keeping an eye on it, keeping it under control, the aliens that used to hang around people just in general, like they used to hang out in our rooms, listen to us while we're on the shows, hang around with certain people who they can get a lot of energy from, is that done? Are those ones basically gone?
I can't say they're gone. I'm sure there could be less of them, but, they're still able to come in through opening up vortexes, into your room and stuff, but not like they used to. So I imagine each day it's probably getting better. When you look up in the clouds and you see the flat-bottom clouds, you know that they're still here. When you stop seeing those, then it'll be very good. I saw a lot of animal clouds today up in the sky. So, the animals are. I've actually saw. They looked almost like lizards, more than dragons. Long bodies, with their mouths open and the little feet. So that's kind of cool. So anyway, they're battling too. So back to you.
Oh, okay. So is it still helpful for us to do the alien room clearings every now and then?
Yeah, I would say so, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And I like to do it in public places. I like to have it on my phone and run it as I'm walking if I have to be in a public place. Okay, so this question I'm going to paraphrase a little bit to not give out too many details, but it says they have been, in the month of September, they had three events where they feel that things were not going well at all for them, and separate issues were going on, and they're wondering what you would suggest, and I know that that was incredibly vague what I just said, but I would just say if things are still occurring, you're on timelines. And I don't know, Ron, would you suggest timelines? Getting yourself off, you have the situation, you take yourself off that timeline and the emotional attachment to that timeline. Do you think that would help?
Mental clearings, Do that mental matrix, that bundle clearing.
Mind.
There are some people who think that they're under attack or something, or things are happening, and it's just coming through. you know, those energies. So I would do some of those clearings, get rid of the mind energy. You know, and it still could be, you know, something happening physically, but I would still get rid of the mental, because you have to look at the first thing, how are they connecting to you? Is it internal or external? If it's external, then they're using mind energy. So figure out a way to work with that mind energy to get it out of you, you know, so they won't connect. So anyway, that's sort of what I would suggest doing. And naturally, it puts you on timelines. You may, maybe you're not going to the heart of the matter, we'll say, the actual first cause energy, which could be something going on with, a mental barcode or something. So we do have that. I think we have the mind barcode or something like that on the website. We have that bundle for mind energies. I suggest doing those. So back to you.
Okay, great. And the bundles are always fantastic, because once you do in the bundle the whole life clearing, if you want to continue after you have the main life clearings, for another $50, you can go into that specific one and then have it unlimited. So those are really helpful. Okay, we have another testimonial about Monday night. It says, felt great from the call Monday. After it, while lying in bed, I felt pulls, mild cramps, and gurgling in my body. Great validation that the light beings were making changes and improvements. It was wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this email is about the call that we just had, the Wednesday night call where we charge our water. It says, a person on the evening's water charging call mentioned the trees and plants seem to be highly activated and feel different and better. Would this be due to the six earth spirits being on the planet?
Yeah, I would say so, yes. Uh-huh. And then also getting rid of the other energies that are here. But I would say the six earth spirits would be, I'd say probably 80% of that. If, you know, the other ones, I'm sure, are doing things too. But, yeah, I would say that would be correct.
And is that an energy that you brought in on one of the calls?
Yeah, I brought in that. Yeah, I did on one of the, I don't know when I did that, but it was brought in, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Well, very good. Wonderful. I know we're all happy when the Earth is happy. It just feels nice. They've even done studies that if people know that there is like a park within, you know, that is just there, that they just feel better just knowing that. So, I know, I feel better. So, okay, this question says, please timeline crash alien interferences with the organ regeneration call on Monday night. I don't know if there were any, Ron, or if, do you feel that that's necessary?
No, that person should do that then. It would relate to them.
Okay. Okay, now this is an interesting question. It says, I thought Ron didn't take absentees for the call on Monday, but I had read earlier that the person said they were absentee. And just to clarify, that call was not typically absentee, but Ron mentioned that if you were in another place and the person writing in is literally halfway across the world, he said if it was the middle of the night for you to be doing the call, that you could do it absentee. So Ron knows who exactly is on the calls and basically where they are. So for most people, they weren't allowed to do the absentee, but that person was. So that's just to clarify what was going on there, what was meant by that. Okay, let's see. Today is the first day of winter. Can you do a clearing for us on that, Ron?
Boy. I don't relate to this being the first day of winter. Okay. So what I would suggest is if you believe that this is the first day of winter, winter typically means that it's going to be cold and you're going to have rain and snow. So you yourself, if you feel that way, you'd better do a lot of timeline crashes and space-time crashes on it, because you're bringing winter, because you believe it, into your reality. So I don't believe in winter, and I don't believe in summer. I want it to be more balanced. Remember, when you tie into those keywords, that's how the aliens get you, and they will give you that self-fulfilling prophecy. If you want to have a better day, a better month, don't tie into something that's awful, you know? Let's just say that we're now in a different time frame, right? And you know that this time frame right now, we'll just say hypothetically, I mean, I'm not going to be probably right at this. Well, let's just say that this is the month of sacrifice. And this is the month that the Mayans would always kill people in December. So right away, when December comes, this is the month where you're going to have heartache and pain and suffering probably. Unless you had a different belief that when somebody got killed, it was okay. But basically, that would be a month of death for you because you're believing in what happened previously. So, if you believe this is winter, then you have a keyword that you want to get rid of out of your vocabulary if you want to have the weather changing, if you believe this is, you know, going to be a bad month or months coming up, you know, maybe 3 or 4 months until the weather has changed, you know, from the past to what it used to be. It doesn't have to be what it was. But by you thinking of that, then that means that you are believing that winter is going to be awful. Otherwise, you wouldn't have asked that question. Okay? So that's your own personal healing that you should do. I would say probably do maybe 10,000 timeline crashes on it, because you probably have had winter for your whole life at this particular day, and it's highly ingrained in you. So back to you.
Okay, well, I'm in the Midwest, in the upper Midwest, and while there is still snow on the ground from some snowfall that we had a few days ago, it was actually quite pleasant and warm here today, and I love that everything is very pretty. There's still some snow around, and I think it's just fantastic. So I know a lot of people like to complain about the snow, but I find it enchanting, I guess is the word. Okay,
yeah.
So...
Yeah. And to switch gears slightly, that's why I clear the dates when we get start the radio program, to get rid of the date energy off of you from each year going back to your conception. That's basically what it's doing. It's taking away the energies, and then it can also go back further, but it's how it's relating to you. That's why we clear the date. So it sounds like the information on what this day is going to keep you in bondage and cause maybe whatever that means to you, frostbite or something, happening to you because of what everybody talks about and how it's been in the past. So you live in the past reality of consciousness, of timelines. You want to get off of those past timelines. So back to you. Remember, if you want things to change, you just don't think about the past and you get into the present moment. And then change will occur for you. It may not change for the planet, but it will change for you. And so people need to understand that. You need to be in the present moment. Keep doing the mind a heart drop. And then other people's realities about winter and how cold it's going to be will not be in your reality because you're releasing yourself out of it. Because you're not living that timeline or thousands of timelines. That's why I suggested doing probably 20,000 timeline crashes on it. This ingrained in people very heavily. So back to you.
Well, as long as we're on the subject, I'll just mention, because some people may be aware, there is a popular show out there, and they keep using that phrase that, you know, this is coming. And it is meant to say, like, something unpleasant is coming, but I actually find it more humorous than anything because, like I said, I don't find it... When I think of winter, I just think of like, oh, you get to go sledding and you get to go skiing and everything's pretty. And so I guess it's perception. So, all right. Well, moving on, Ron, we have a question here. It says, I'm just going to paraphrase a little bit and generalize a little bit. So it says, this person feels that they are doing certain healings. I guess we would need to know exactly which ones in case you wanted us to let you know what else you might want to consider doing. But they are having things going on with their eyes that they feel affects their vision. And they feel they have forced robotic body movements. And I find that interesting because I know that you have a clearing on the website that we rarely talk about. And I believe it is something about robotic body movements. Do you recall that clearing, Ron?
Yeah, I think I do have one on there, yeah. It is robotic something. Just type in robot in the clearing page and just see if something comes up there on the search box.
Yeah, so that would be a great one. I know I have seen it. And... so then the other one that they mention are thought interference. And so for that, I would like to suggest there is the free alien mind fog clearing on the website under free clearings. And then there's also Mind Loop 1. And then there's so many mental clearings. There's the mental body clearing. There's the mind interference. There's... what other mind ones are there, Ron, that could be helpful?
Yeah, the Mind Loop 1 clearing is very good if you keep having these reoccurring thoughts, especially about winter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's bringing forth maybe your experience or your memory of an experience. It could even be on TV, you know. And it depends how strong you are with that energy. So let's just say that you're watching the TV and watching the news, and they show an accident of somebody sliding down the road in their car, and maybe it's doing a couple of, donuts, and all of a sudden it hits the side rail, and this is all from a dash camera, maybe from somebody's car, and the person gets out of the car, and they hit their head on the steering wheel, and they come walking out. You see blood gushing everywhere. And now that relates to you. Now you're jumping around on your car seat, not on your car seat, but on your speed, watching this situation with this person. And now it relates to you. And now you are in that timeline with that happening to you. You bought into it. So as you start hearing more of our programs that we have, you start to realize that you don't want to tie into other people's timelines and other people's experiences. You don't want it to become your own. I've seen it. It does become your own, and it depends how much you're going to relate to it, because it will bring up something that happened to you, in your past or genetic past, in this lifetime and others that your ancestors lived, and all of a sudden, you are now having this experience, and you may have it next week. So if you're jumping around a lot watching something, or you feel pain, or you feel sad, or you just feel empathy for the person or whatever, this is now your current experience. You're on that timeline because you awakened it. So you want to do timeline crashes to get off of that. And then also figure out what whole lifetime clearing you can do on the website to get you off of this accident timeline. So how does it relate to you? Does it figure your fear body? Does it figure anxiety? Maybe you're dealing with something in lack. Maybe you go, oh, geez, I'm glad that didn't happen to me. I'm behind on all my bills, and this person now is going to have to, maybe take a week or two off because they cut their head and they can't go to work. So that could be something that's dealing with your finances or something. But that's all, based in fear, but find out what that relates to you, how it relates to you. Because you have it in you now, got activated. So on one hand, it's a gift. Another one, it could be your highway to hell, because that could happen to you, you know, depending on how much energy you have on it. Like attracts like. So back to you.
Okay. All right, there's a couple more things about this particular email I think will be very helpful to a lot of people. So another thing that I would like to suggest is the alien head implant removal, because the person mentions they're not sure where this is coming from, and it has been occurring for quite a while. They feel it is a pattern, and they say they would rather heal. They have been in the past healing the symptoms rather than the source. So I just want to add that with Ron's healings, you can get to the source, because the source is some interference probably from a certain race or something that occurred on the planet here, and there is some healing in Ron's website for almost everything. But the real source within you, why it's happening to you, is because there is an emotional or mental attachment to whatever's occurring. Okay, I'm just trying to see if there's anything else here. So they mentioned the robotic body movements, and we had some suggestions. Those particular clearings are the robotic mechanical body program clearing, and that is 1 month for $100. And then also in the eliminating alien attack clearing, there is in the drop-down menu, it says robotic implant clearing. So you can click on that, and I believe you can get yourself off of this lifetime and parallel lifetimes in that particular clearing. So you can clear a lot with that one. That one's really good. Okay. Yeah, and Ron, was there anything else that you wanted to say about that?
No, that sounds real good.
Now, they also mentioned specifically things going on with their eyes. And I know that you have said that healing the eyes is one of the more difficult things. But you did some work on our eyes on the Monday night call, because it is technically an organ. And then I would say, since it is a physical specific thing, the person could get the special clearing and put in issues with their eyes and exactly what's going on, so that the light beings are aware of it and can specifically work on that. So that would be I believe it's just called special or generic clearing. And that's also a by your age.
You just put in eyes and then do your whole lifetime clearing. And, you know, that takes, you know, depending on your age, you know, but we'll just say 15 minutes to a half an hour, and that's done for you. And then if you want to, you know, maybe even go and do you might do timeline crashes on your eyes also. That's what I would recommend doing. The special, just one time through is all that you need.
Now, if they did timeline crashes, Ron, would they want to mention when they first started noticing this occurring?
That could be possible. Maybe maybe you're wearing glasses or contacts, and maybe you have that at a certain age, and you might want to put that down, because your eyesight was probably pretty good before that time. So, you may want to just, kind of do it that way. Maybe timeline crash. Everybody's different, but I know most people, when they hit 50, they need glasses. So if you don't, you're lucky. But, there's a lot of kids, that you see in school that have glasses. And, boy, that's interesting. What I could say is this is going to be a little odd, but it was odd to me when I saw this. Back in New York, you have the Jewish people with the beanies and I'm going to be kind of politically incorrect here, but they have the hats on And they, then the men, you know, you don't see too many women, but just mainly the men with the white shirts on and the black coats and the black shoes and black pants with the little curlicues going down, you know, by their ears there. And I'm looking at them because we're driving by this neighborhood where they had, I guess, their meeting area. And probably saw, you know, a couple hundred of them at least. Saw them twice on the way into the city and then out of the city, we'll say. And I said, these people are all wearing glasses. And I noticed that the younger people, probably under 20, didn't have glasses on typically. But I would say, you know, 25, 30, they're all wearing glasses. So, you know, that's a genetic trait that they have. Staying with the same group of people in breeding. So it's very interesting. So I've never seen every adult that I saw, say 25 and older, there could be some hiding that I didn't see, but out of, you know, that many people, we'll just say 400 people, they all were wearing glasses. Now, maybe they just self-make glasses so they all look the same. I don't know, because they have the hats and the clothing. But, you know, that could be a thing, too. So anyway, it was kind of interesting to see that. So that's a genetic imperfection that they do need glasses, because most people don't need them until they're older. So anyway, back to you.
Well, it could be a generational thing. A lot of people are looking at televisions or computer screens, and it's not necessarily those exact objects, because I think they have technology now where the light isn't coming back at you, which was causing eye problems for people when it first started. But I think it's just like a side effect of just focusing that particular distance away, that anything that is not that distance then becomes difficult to see either farther or closer. So I know it was suggested that to strengthen your eyes, you just look at something really far away for a little while, and then you focus on, like, your nose, and then you go back to the distance one, and you focus on your nose, and go back and forth, strengthening the muscles of your eyes. But, you know, so many people, maybe they never needed glasses, or maybe they have had glasses, and now they're wearing contacts, so you wouldn't know, or maybe they had an eye operation, and they had once needed glasses. So all sorts of things. I know people also don't get a lot of sun anymore, and it's actually good to get a little bit of sun in your eyes. People used to just wear a hat, but you still see the sun, and now they wear sunglasses, so it's actually covering your eyes. And I know there's varying degrees of evidence on whether or not that's good for you. So who knows? So many factors. I think what the person was implying in this particular email was that they feel that they were connecting to other people in such a manner that it was affecting their eyes, which would go along with you saying, like, don't connect with people in that way. Like, if you feel that that's happening, maybe you want to do an energetic people disconnection clearing, which is another clearing that you have on your site.
Yep, that would be a good one to do. Uh-huh. And if it's people, then it's probably also you might want to do the media clearing.
Oh. Yep.
It may get you coming and going, you know, both directions. So you may want to stay away from people, but you can't wait to see TV to see what the news is. That'll bring people back into your life again.
Yes, people and situations. Okay, well, Ron, this is an answer to a question whether or not the harmonic frequency clearing was unlimited or not. It is unlimited. We got an answer. Somebody, thank you for checking that out. It is an unlimited clearing once you buy it. So, and I think it depends on how old you are, how much it is. So, but really an amazing, amazing clearing. If you've ever gone out to a bar and there's loud music playing and you're just tired or drained in any way, you go home, you do this clearing, you're good, because it just kind of balances you out again. And all sorts of harmonic frequencies can come from people's voices, all sorts of things, I guess.
And it could be attached, I don't know, at least in California here, you know, there's no smoking. But, you know, in the older days, that same energy could be attached to the cigarette smoke. That could go into your clothing and also go onto your skin. So if you, you know, took a shower and you didn't, maybe your clothes, you're only in a place for a half an hour and you thought that those were not dirty, but they are dirty with all that cigarette smoke hanging on to odd harmonics, and you put that clothes on again, you know, because you think it's still kind of clean, then that could be a problem for you also.
Because is that, so you're saying the smoke is a harmonic frequency?
Well, the harmonic clearing is very good, and it's sort of just as good maybe as the 100-bake body clearing. It's very clear to do.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Yeah, the 108 body clearing is another one. But the harmonic one really aligns your body good. It's great. It's a great clearing.
Yeah. So, yeah, the 108 body clearing is also, what is the name of it? Twisted Magnetic Body.
Yes, uh-huh.
And, yeah, you must have mentioned that ages ago when I first came across your work, because I remember getting it fairly early, because you mentioned that if you start doing these clearings, you're definitely going to want to have that one, just because it's like a balancer, so the clearings can really work on all of your body, all of your bodies, and you really feel the clearings. And I know people that run them just consistently. They do a clearing and they run that and they feel great and they are experiencing really, you know, good health and very balanced. So that's the magnetic twisted body, which is a really great one to have. Well, we have somebody here, Ron, that says that the organ restoration call actually lasted 3 hours and 40 minutes in total. So they say, thank you so much, Ron, for the healing. So that, yeah, that did go along. It was a good call.
Yeah, I enjoyed that call a lot. I felt like I needed to do another half an hour for people, but, you know, it was getting kind of late.
Yeah, it was. I'm sure it was, you know, kind of a lot of work for you as well. So, okay, well, yeah, I think this is probably a really good thing. It says, it is raining here where I live in Southern California, and there is thunder overhead now. And they're wondering, does the thunder mean anything?
Oh, God. Yeah, we're probably up there. Normally when you hear thunder, and especially when you see the lightning go across the sky from left to right instead of going up and down, there's battles going on. So,
uh-huh.
Great. Okay. Remember, wow. We had the movie Battle LA with the aliens coming in. So, that's when I got the time-traveling soldiers together around that same particular time. I think it was either before it or after it. But, Battle L.A. is the one of the, you know, the key points there of aliens coming in here. So you might want to watch that show. It's kind of goofy thinking the military can take care of them, you know, but, you know, they got to do something with the movie. They can't, you know, say we lost. But anyway, back to you.
Well, that's good. I think that they need some sort of liquid coming down from the sky in Southern California, so that's a good thing if it's raining.
Yeah, just so it's not acid blood looking like water. Yeah, I don't think I would drink it.
No, rain is preferable. Thank you. Just water.
Yeah.
Just the good old stuff from clouds. So, okay, let's see here. Oh, I just saw something I wanted to read. So, it's something I'm actually looking for in the inbox here. Okay. I'm not sure where the original question is. I feel we may have lost it, but there was some information about pyramids. So let me just see here. If the person wants to write in who had written us the question, I don't know if it was a video or what, but yes, you're welcome to please write in again, and we'll try and get to that. I know I don't know much about pyramids. I just know there's something going on about them, basically. Okay. Okay, well, let's see here. Ron, do you want to talk about the next call that is coming up that is a special call?
Well, we have the New Year's call coming up. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, the New Year's call, that's, I think, on the 7th of January. And that call is going to allow you to sample what's going on here on the planet for the next 12 months. So that's a very interesting call. And if you get on that call, I'm going to give everybody, so not going to say what it is, but I'll give everybody a clearing for that. You have a bonus.
Okay.
So anyway, that's in the works. And costs $20. I believe it takes about 3 hours, if I'm not mistaken, to do the call. Anyway, we'll be sending out, be coming out now, put it up shortly here. And it may have got posted, or it will be. So anyway, it'll be on the website, but that's the New Year's call on the 7th of January. So, you want to duck and cover at New Year's, you remember, in case you only hear us once a week or something. I don't think I would watch any of the stuff on TV, especially in New York with that wall going down, which everybody tunes into. It's very popular, but remember, that's the abduction time, so you don't want to be hooked up to something that you're seeing physically that brings in the timeline for the brand new year, okay? So that's how I would look at that. Don't do that because you don't want to be abducted. So back to you.
It's fascinating. I just think now several years ago, I believe I was like a block off of Times Square, and I was at another event inside a building, and I completely missed everything, and I'm so glad. I don't feel like I missed anything, really. I don't know. It may have been Christmas. I'm not sure. It may not have been New Year's at all, but I was just so uninterested. All I could think was, oh, the traffic. How do people even get there, and how do they get out? So definitely better to just stay away from that.
Yeah, if you have heard of a maybe a band that's playing, a rock and roll band or something, back in New York, I know they had Rick Springfield one year. That was kind of good. So if you happen to, with Jesse's Girl, so if you happen to hear something, who's playing? I would love to have an email. So I wouldn't mind watching if it's a good band, So, because they have stuff like that. But anyway, so if you hear about it, let me know. But I'm not going to watch that ball going down. So anyway, I don't want to be on that timeline because that could give me a lot of work to do. I got enough. So anyway, I don't want to battle these aliens trying to take people sideways. Hopefully they won't do it this time. But anyway, back to you.
Yes. Well, yeah, you want to hope it, right? Have they ever not taken us sideways? No, yeah. They have always done this. So, you just have to go with what you know is going to happen. So, all right. Let's see. Oh, and you know what? Actually, Ron, I believe that you have... Do you have another pin removal call coming up, too?
A pin, yeah, I think so. I'm doing a pin in January, and I think that's 21st, I think, yeah. So that's I'm pretty sure I got a pin coming, pin call on the 21st coming.
Okay, good.
So that tells me I can already feel the energy on it. That's going to be some major pins. 11, yeah, well, Saturday, 11 a.m., yeah, and I'm already sensing, like, these energetic, rusty pins or rusty spikes that are in us. So that's why I started to, that's why I did one. I was thinking about it last week, and I go, yeah, I better do another pin call because these are just difference, a different pin energy. So I don't know how or why, you know, where it came from, but that's what it's going to be. It's going to be, it should be a wonderful call. So anyway, so back to you.
Well, that's interesting because I think it's about our fourth and fifth call. And so that means that you're still finding more and going deeper. Unless new people are coming on the calls. I don't know. Possibly they are. But... sounds to me like you're finding more the deeper you go. So that's great.
Yeah, these are the older spikes. Since we're coming into Christmas, you know, we'll just talk about kind of Easter in a sense with the crucifixion and stuff. These are kind of more like things that we have on our, that we send out on the emails. You know, these are like half-inch diameter, rusty type of spikes, you know, rusty steel and stuff. So anyway, yeah, we got Friday. Yeah, I go a little bit over past the hour. Here we go, everybody. Here's a sample. So I'm going to take these out of your wrist. So here we go. So I'll do the left wrist first here. Coming out. There we go. Coming out, oh, that got released, and right wrist. And coming out, there, that one's out. So if you want to comment on what that felt like, we shall see. So back to you.
I just felt a very, very tiny, tiny little fast vibration as you were doing it on the left wrist. And I do have some things going on with that sometimes, so very interesting. Okay, so we have something we're working on, and this is going to happen, I'm sure, sometime soon in the future, but I know we have a lot of the little snippets of sound bites, audio clearings that Ron says, oh, these are going to be good forever, basically. Like the animal clearings and the Christ light ascension energy. And we're trying to get them so that they are all in one place on a certain channel or a certain place where we can let you know where those are going to be. And when that occurs, we will let everyone know. Instead of just emailing them all the time and then people maybe, you know, don't have them in one concise place. So we're trying to make that easy on everybody. And we'll let you know when that all comes together. Okay, Ron, we have a question that just came in, but I don't know if we have time or not.
Well, we're good. I think we'll get till 5 after.
Oh, okay, great. All right. So this says, will ascension be delayed now that the earth is getting better? Is it possible to have a peaceful death through sleep with or without ascension?
Well, I don't know if it's being delayed or not. Remember, the light doesn't say when it's having it. Live in the now. So, you know, I would like to see, you know, at some point here, the Earth being wonderful like it used to be. And we have a much better chance of it with the six Earth spirits here
getting rid of the aliens, because there's so much light here now in the Earth, okay, that the aliens may not want to be here because it's too strong for them. But, you know, we'll see what happens. So that's what I'm looking for, to see a wonderful planet here the way it's supposed to be, and have it be wonderful. So back to you.
Oh, that would be great. I might have to travel a little bit. Unless, you know, the grass is just green around here, which it is. It's very green around here. So that's wonderful. And I know in the past that you've spoken about whether or not the Earth energy is here, or what is taking the space up. Is it an old energy, a new energy? Do you want to talk about that at all?
Well, there's six spirits here that used to be from the Earth, except for the one that was here, you know, number six, which was the one that was active, was the one that was before the one that we that taken out of here. So, you know, we do have all six of them here now. So, you know, you may feel the ground a little different. Maybe if you're growing, maybe you have a garden. Maybe not right now. Let's have an indoor garden or something, but that won't be connected to the Earth. But the next year, as you start growing things, you might find that your fruits and vegetables or whatever you're growing might actually have a different taste to it. So back to you.
Oh, that's good, because I was actually planning to do that, grow my own stuff. If you have the space, I mean, I guess it's really not that difficult. So I know there's probably a lot of people out there who are like, yeah, I already do that. It's not a problem. So that's really good. Okay. And, okay, maybe, I know that we have a lot of animal lovers out there, Ron. Would you comment on how having the Earth energies here and having it be kind of restored might possibly affect the animal populations that are out there?
Oh, boy, I don't know. Can't tell you.
Okay.
I don't have anything to relate to that with, you know.
Right.
I don't know. You know, with the energy here, there'll be less judgment coming up from the Earth. We'll be so strong that it'll be non-judgment energy or peace energy being radiated to everything. So as you walk on the Earth, you're going to feel more peace. Well, that's what I would sense. Maybe animals become more peaceful quickly, you know, than humans. Humans have all this agenda and all the memories. So animals may be more peaceful. Back to you.
Yeah, well, they do seem to be in the moment. Okay, Ron, we have a question about, you have several healings on the website that are generational, and this one is generation 22 to 28, which is pretty far down the line. So this person is saying that when they get to about the 24th generation, that it seems to be like a little bit slower. And I know that some of the healings have been speeded up, particularly the generational ones. So I think what we need from the listener is exactly which one you are doing, which generational healing you are doing for 22 to 28. And we can let our webmaster know, make sure that this one goes super fast so that you can get through it and get to generation 28. So hopefully on Friday we'll have an answer and we can let that go forward. Sometimes it just takes our listeners going through certain healings for us to know what we need to update. So I don't see the name of it on here, and that's why it would be good to know exactly which one so we can get that fixed up for you. Okay, I really don't have much more, Ron, so we're going to need some stuff for Friday night, everybody, so write in some interesting things. We love the videos. We love the questions. They are very nice to read and to look at and to discuss, especially the paranormal or more interesting things. If you have any questions, if you want Ron to speak more about ascension and what that exactly is or what that exactly means, just shoot us a question, and that would be clsquestions@yahoo.com. And if you have personal things that you want to share with Ron, you're welcome to write him directly at creationlightship@yahoo.com, and he will see those and be able to get back to you. And just remember to keep them very short, within about 3 sentences, very concise. Okay. Anything else that you wanted to talk about, Ron?
So we got the mind a heart drop. So here we go. You need to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. And we count from 10 to 1 backwards. So here we go. Starting that. So you say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. There we go. It will count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10. 9876543321, 10987654321, and 10987654321. Okay, everybody, blessings. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes, and naturally, thank you, listeners out there. So we'll see you later. Blessings.